Hi, welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 68, entitled, Who Can Save But the Lord? So today I watched a video from a nurse about bullying in the workplace. I have spoken on many things but do not want to be redundant. I have to acknowledge that only God can save man, any man. So let me confirm this through His Word. My reasoning for this is because people seem to think that the ones who actively create, participate, contribute, and or are blatantly complacent to our state of being negatively are going to save anyone, including themselves. Now this can get extensive, but I will go where the Spirit leads me. Let's start with Psalm 124. Read the whole song at your leisure, but the first verse says it all. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say. And that is the Amplified Version. Those who trust in and rely on the Lord with confident expectation are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but remains forever. Psalm 125:1 of the Amplified Version. It is dangerous to trust in man. It is written, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in and puts his confidence in the Lord will be exalted and safe. Proverbs 29:25 of the Amplified Version. Because his heart is not right, neither will that man protect or care for the righteous. Most prefer to remain callous because they believe it provides a level of safety, an excuse to lack accountability. But listen to how Jesus responds. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, spiritually useless, and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth, rejecting you with disgust. Revelations 3:15-16. Do you recall the story of the young prophet who was met by the lion in the road? God told him what was required to carry out his mission, but he allowed a man of guile to deceive him. He lost his life because he trusted man instead of God. And you can reference 1 Kings 13:1-23 of the Amplified Version. Many kings in the Bible lost their kingdoms, and the people were killed or went into slavery and were ruined because they made ungodly alliances instead of trusting in the Lord. In the very beginning, Adam hearkened to Eve and did not heed his father's warning, deliberately disobeying God. This set into motion cataclysmic events that still affect us to this day. It is written, do not trust in princes, in mortal men, in whom there is no salvation or help. When his spirit leaves him, he returns to the earth. In that very day, his thoughts and plans perish. Psalms 146:3-4 of the Amplified Version. Matthew 10:28 sums it up eloquently. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather be afraid of him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Nobody wants to dwell on this reality, and some may use it as a tool to oppress others, but regardless, it is the truth, and you have to decide where you stand. I will reiterate and know for a certainty. The Lord does not delay as though he were unable to act and is not slow about his promise as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will vanish with a mighty, thunderous roar. And the material elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the works that are on it will be burnt up. 2 Peter 3:9-10 of the Amplified Version. This is happening all around us. Now let's be truthful. Man will call it global warming while denying God and his retribution. Regardless, it will not be changed. Judgment is set. Don't let lack of answerability lead you down the wide path of destruction, trusting mere man to save you. Don't buy into man being able to save himself or anyone else. For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, actually delivered from judgment and given eternal life through faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, not through your own effort, but it is the undeserved, gracious gift of God. Ephesians 2:8 of the Amplified Version. So don't boast or brag or attempt to take credit for God's mercy. But always remember this: you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And I have appointed and placed and purposefully planted you, so that you would go and bear fruit and keep on bearing fruit, and that your fruit would remain and be lasting, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name as my representative, he may give to you. John 15:16, or in verse 16 of the Amplified Version. And remember, when you ask in the Father's name, it must be according to his will, and if it is, there is no doubt that it will be given to you. So above all, remember, put me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy is as severe and cruel as Sheol, the place of the dead. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a most vehement flame, the very flame of the Lord. Song of Solomon 8:6 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.